Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called The Einstein Factor. Write it down before you forget, I commented. Louise, my wife, had been trying for some time to figure out an inspirational idea for a presentation she had to do. Suddenly, on an idle Sunday afternoon drive, a squirrel ran out across the road and for some unexplained reason, this resulted in a great idea for a presentation to pop into her head. Isn't it weird that more often than not, this is how we generate good ideas? However, we have a new thought every 11 seconds. So unfortunately, if you're not quick with this thought, it's like to get overwritten or buried in your brain beyond recall very quickly. Unfortunately, forgetting this idea not only means we lose that good idea, but we actually lose our ability to have good ideas, according to Dr. Win Wenger, author of The Einstein Factor. This is because of the law of cause and effect. What Wynne says is that we get more of what we reinforce. So if you don't do anything with your good ideas except forget them, you're likely to develop a tendency not to have good ideas. The good news is that if you have a good idea and every time you do something with it, you're going to start having more and more good ideas. The answer is simple. The answer is to keep a journal of your thoughts and ideas. Not every thought, but every thought that takes you down a new road of understanding your opportunity. According to Dr. Wynne Wenger, if you want to be a genius, you should be recording between 30 and 50 thoughts a day. Apparently, Einstein and Faraday both kept extremely comprehensive journals, not just experimental notes, but ideas and observations relating to every part of their being. So, if you don't want to lose all your good ideas, at least without a second thought, and even more importantly, if you want to develop your ability to have good ideas, then start writing your good ideas and thoughts down. After all, isn't it good ideas that enable us to get what we want in life? I think so. So till next week, this is David Gardner.